This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. A winter weather advisory is in effect for the St. Louis metro area until early Wednesday. AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg with us now, tracking the two rounds of storms.
We've been watching the snow continue to fall very lightly through the overnight hours and now into the early morning commute. It's been accumulating ever so slightly. I mean, dusting to a half an inch or so in some places, maybe closer to an inch. But it's causing some slippery travel conditions across the area. It's going to get a little bit better during the heart of the day today with the snow almost stopping for a time, but then the area of low pressure that's going to produce the bulk of our snow will move by to our south tonight. And as it does, that snow becomes steadier towards sunset, and we'll have a steady snow through the overnight hours before it moves off to our south and east by daybreak tomorrow. Draw a line through the heart of the city, basically Interstate 64. South of there, that's where the bulk of the snow or the heaviest snow is going to be, 4 to as much as 8 inches. And the farther south you go, those higher totals are more and more likely. You get south of, say, Oakville and High Ridge, we could be looking at 8, maybe 9 or 10 inches of snow. Northern suburbs, Metro East, probably 2 to 4 inches of snow. It'll stick around for a couple of days. Temperature will struggle to get past 20 both tomorrow and Thursday before we finally crack the freezing mark this weekend. This is AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
A bit of good news from Metro Transit. Metrolink is not experiencing any weather-related delays at this time. Some Metro bus routes and some Metro Colloride trips are experiencing minor delays due to traffic and road conditions, Colloride customers being contacted. If their trip is impacted by the weather, Metro says transit customers are encouraged to allow extra time for their trips today, dress for the frigid temperatures, and look for slick spots as they head to their bus stop, transit center, or Metrolink station.
The Missouri State Highway Patrol is advising people to stay home today if possible, but Sergeant Andy Gadbury says if you must venture out.
Like we always say, make sure you have plenty of gas in your vehicle, your windshield wipers are good to go, your tires are aired up. Make sure you have that emergency kit in your vehicle with you.
Gadbury says if you do have an accident, stay in your vehicle for safety. Call *55 if you are not injured. If there are injuries, call 911.
The St. Louis City Jail's Oversight Board says it is initiating its own investigation into alleged sexual assault of a detainee by a sheriff's deputy, along with Sheriff Alfred Montgomery okaying the handcuffing and detention of Acting Commissioner of Corrections Tammy Ross Friday. KMOX asked the question, does the board's oversight cover actions taken by sheriff's deputies?
Chairperson Reverend Daryl Gray says their responsibility covers anyone who is doing the detaining at the jail.
The sheriff has responsibility for detainees once they are placed in their care, as they are transferred to court or outside of the CJC. The police have jurisdiction over detainees before they are processed.
Gray says even an incident involving a detainee in the care of the jail happens outside of it, they have oversight powers over that incident. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department said in a statement they are investigating the alleged sexual assault and have referred another investigation involving the Sheriff's Department to the FBI. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
On Monday, some pro-life supporters held a prayer vigil outside of Planned Parenthood in St. Louis.
The sanctity of life and dignity of any life unborn or born needs to be protected.
This is Cameron when asked if he wants to see Missouri lawmakers intervene with legislation banning abortion or put the issue before the voters again. He said,
I don't really have a comment on that in politics.
As KMOX told you Friday, a judge issued a temporary ruling allowing abortions to resume in Missouri.
One St. Louis entrepreneur is remembering another.
Bob Clark, the founder of construction firm Clayco, penned a lengthy blog post after hearing his friend Ken Rosenthal, the founder of St. Louis Bread Company, had passed away. Clark recalls how Rosenthal came back from visiting San Francisco and told Clark about a crazy idea he had about starting a bakery. Clark told him it was crazy. 99% of restaurants fail. But still, Clark says he walked through every detail of the first Breadco at Woodlawn in Manchester and Kirkwood with Rosenthal, and he says he was shocked by the lines of people at the bakery cafe. From the very first profile of Rosenthal and Breadco done by Jennifer Blome at KSTK.
This is the sourdough starter that was brought from San Francisco.
Eventually, after taking out a loan to start Breadco, Rosenthal sold the chain to a struggling Boston company, which rebranded itself as Panera and would become the hottest stock of the 2000s.
Come taste the fresh baked difference at St. Louis Bread Company.
St. Louis Breadco founder Ken Rosenthal has passed away at the age of 81. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, fans of the now-shuttered Tony's Restaurant can swing by the 105 Carondelet Plaza location in Clayton beginning today and check out what's still for sale there. St. Louis Magazine reports the longtime downtown St. Louis fine dining hotspot that relocated to St. Louis County has hours of 10 until 4 for shoppers. What's left? Small cookingware items, glassware, bottles of liquor, and artwork.
Mm. I have some great memories of going to Tony's downtown with my parents, you know, every so often, very rarely, but what an occasion that was to see the service and just the mind-blowing atmosphere as a kid of seeing a restaurant like that just was unbelievable. I was more of an Anthony's guy when they moved to Clayton. I loved going upstairs and having that tuna Caesar. Anyway, some great memories of Tony's Restaurant.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.